This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. With 13 days left in his term, lawmakers from both parties are openly discussing the idea of removing President Donald Trump from office. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Even senior administration officials have raised the possibility of invoking the 25th Amendment, the cabinet forcefully removing the president from power. No cabinet members have publicly supported that, though several are believed to be sympathetic amid worries about what the president might do in his waning days. Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao resigned today in protest of the Capitol attack. Senate Democratic Chief Chuck Schumer and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi say the president must be removed.
A very dangerous person who should not continue in office.
With Pelosi saying if the cabinet does not act, the House may move to impeach the president again. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President-elect Joe Biden is calling the violent group that descended on the U.S. Capitol Wednesday domestic terrorists and laying the blame for the violence squarely at President Donald Trump's feet. Biden said the president has unleashed an all-out attack on the country's democratic institutions that ultimately led to the violence on Wednesday.
The past 4 years, we've had a president who's made his contempt for our democracy, our Constitution, the rule of law clear in everything he has done. And yesterday was but the culmination of that unrelenting attack.
The House and Senate certified Biden's Electoral College win early Thursday morning after a violent throng of pro-Trump rioters spent hours Wednesday running rampant through the Capitol. One woman was fatally shot. Three others died of other sources. Windows were bashed and the mob forced shaken lawmakers and aides to flee from the building. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization is warning the European region is probably in the most acute phase of COVID-19 transmission, and drastic measures must be taken to control the spread of the pandemic. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
WHO Regional Director for Europe, Hans Kluge, says the year ahead offers new opportunities and tools, such as vaccines, for controlling the pandemic. At the same time, he notes, new challenges posed by the virus itself are of great concern.
22 countries in the WHO European region have detected this new variant. This variant is of concern as it has increased transmissibility. So far, we understand there is no significant change to the disease this variant produces.
Kluge says the new viral strain spreads across all age groups and children do not appear to be at higher risk. Over time, he says, the variant may replace other lineages, as seen in Britain and Denmark. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Some former Hong Kong legislators and pro-democracy activists were released on bail late Thursday after being arrested under Hong Kong's national security law as part of Wednesday's mass arrests of 53 people. Veteran activist Leung Kwok Hung also served as a legislative council member for years and made a defiant exit, unfurling a banner that blasted the national security law. The activists were accused of taking part in an unofficial primary election last year that authorities say was part of a plan to paralyze the government and to subvert state power. The mass arrests were the largest move against Hong Kong's democracy movement since Beijing imposed the law last June to quell dissent in the semi-autonomous territory. The U.S. trade deficit reached its highest level in 14 years. We get more from AP's Mike Hempen.
The Commerce Department says the trade deficit jumped to $68 billion in November, the highest monthly deficit since August 2006. The gap between what America buys abroad and what it sells abroad increased 8% from October. A nearly 3% increase in imports overwhelmed a roughly 1% rise in exports. For the first 11 months of 2020, the trade deficit stands at more than $600 billion. That's up nearly 14% from the same period in 2019. Mike Hemp in Washington.
An update on Wall Street with the Dow Jones Industrials up 0.69%, the S&P added 1.48%, and the NASDAQ gained 2.56%. Find more at our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.